The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Jesus paid a visit one day to Mary and Martha's house, and you remember what he found between them, a disagreement about the different priorities of serving the Lord and worshiping him. So is it possible to overdo our good works of service? We will discuss it just ahead. Thank you for joining us here on Grace in Focus. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. There's lots to learn about us on our website, faithalone.org. We have hundreds of articles related to theology and grace that are free to you. And I would also like to point you toward our free subscription magazine, also called Grace in Focus. It is a full-size magazine published 6 times per year. You would enjoy reading it, and it would look good on your coffee table. Free means free, all except if you live outside of the 48 lower United States, you do have to pay the postage. Find out more, get subscribed, sign up at faithalone.org. Now with today's discussion, here are Catherine Wright and Ken Yates.
Just recently, the two of us had a conversation with Bob Wilkin, our boss at GES. And it was over a very fascinating topic, one that Catherine especially has a lot of dealings with. She has a lot of ministry with GES with some of the women, some of the Zoom classes and stuff like that. And it deals with Mary and Martha.
That's right.
And
any woman who's listening to this podcast is like, oh, yeah, Mary and Martha. I know that passage.
So why don't you summarize for us what the discussion is about?
Well, there's a lot to cover there. So talking about this account, so it's in Luke chapter 10. And I mean, I think most of our listeners know it, but just in case you don't, the Lord comes to Mary and Martha's house, the sisters of Lazarus, and they're having a meal, and Martha gets all busy taking care of the food, making sure everything is arranged. But Mary, her sister, is at the feet of the Lord listening to him teach. And Martha, I think pretty relatably, gets irritated and comes to the Lord and says, Lord, tell her to help me. And the Lord, in my opinion, rebukes her and says, you're worried and troubled about all these things, but Mary has chosen the good thing here, and I'm not going to take it from her.
And this is found in Luke chapter 10.
That's right.
Verses 38 through 42.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this is a very famous passage. I mean, how many times have we heard, Martha, Martha, the rebuke of the Lord here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to let our listeners know where they could find it.
Yeah, and part of the discussion with Bob was, which I think is a common take on Martha, which is that I think we all feel pretty sympathetic towards her, you know, for someone who is serving, and that, you know, she's doing a good thing. She's bringing the Lord in, and she's making sure everybody's getting fed. And so she's serving. And so when we think about...
And by the way, I mean, every church, not just church, but just all of us know women like that.
Yeah, they do everything.
Just do everything.
Right.
At the church, they get everything ready. And
they know everyone.
And how much we appreciate them.
And we love them, yeah.
Right. And by the way, they're servants.
And they're servants. And that's usually, I mean, not to stereotype, but I think a lot of women see that as their spiritual gifting. Not always, but, you know, they see their spiritual gifts as in service a lot of the time. And so what happens, and there has to be a statement made that, yes, serving is good, right? This was Bob's point, that when you get to the deacons in Acts, for example, when it was, you know, when they needed to take care of the widows, the word deacon means servant. And so
the apostles said, it's not right for us to wait tables, but somebody needed to wait tables.
Right.
Somebody needed to do the work there for the widows there in Acts chapter 6.
Right. And so I think one of the things that Bob was trying to pull out here is that, you know, we can look at some acts of service and in many ways see that as inferior work. That's also a common thing. You know, the preacher's up there doing the big speaking and the missionaries going out on the missions field. And a lot of the times the service that is done behind the scenes by women like Martha is diminished and seen as inferior. And obviously we would greatly disagree with that. If anything, I think those works will be the most rewarded in the kingdom.
And the other thing we can say is, you know, some people will look at this and say, okay, what does Mary and Martha teach us? Mary and Martha teach us that we just need to sit at the feet of Jesus all day long.
And be lazy.
And, you know, right. We don't need to do the grunt work, you know, a military term. You know, yeah. We don't need to do the dirty work. We just need to just study the Bible, go to church. And we all know that if that happened, the place would fall apart if we didn't have those services.
And it's counter to the Lord's teaching. Later in Luke 14, he speaks to he's invited to a Pharisee's home, who I believe is a believer. And he talks about the importance of servanthood and that the last will be first and the first will be last, meaning those who are servants will be the most rewarded in the kingdom to come. So obviously, it's not teaching that to be a servant is wrong. That's not what the passage is dealing with.
Well, let me ask you a question just as we're doing this discussion. In your ministry with women, especially around GES, how do they see this account? How do they interpret what's going on with Mary and Martha when the Lord rebukes Martha?
We will rejoin in just a moment. But years ago, Zane Hodges wrote The Gospel Under Siege. Sadly, this is still true, and GES President Bob Wilkin has recently written its sequel. Bob's new book, The Gospel Is Still Under Siege, is a book about theological clarity on the biblical teaching about eternal salvation. It is available now. Secure yours today at the Grace Evangelical Society's bookstore. Find it at faithalone.org/store. That's faithalone.org/store. Now back to today's content.
It's interesting. First, I want to say that not too long ago, I was seeing this video of a very clearly left-leaning woman who was speaking on this passage. And she was, when I say left-leaning, I'm just very liberal in thinking. And I'm not even sure if she was a believer, but she was arguing that the Lord was wrong here, that Martha was rebuking him. That, you know, Martha comes to him and says...
And Martha was right.
And Martha was right. Yeah. And that the Lord should
have... We would disagree with that.
We would strongly disagree with that.
The Lord was not wrong.
But what's interesting to answer your question is, I do think that as a general rule, whether women are going to say it or not, I think a lot of women do kind of favor Martha in this account. I think that they relate to her.
They relate to her.
That I'm doing all this work and this lazy bum over there ain't helping me. Why ain't my sister helping me? I think that, and even when we teach the passage and we walk away, they're still in practice. I do think that women look at this and like, I still think Martha's probably right. which, you know, to our discussion with Bob earlier, I think what I told him is that two things can be true at the same time. That obviously, yes, servanthood, serving in the body of Christ is extremely important. But I don't think that's what this passage is dealing with. I don't think that's the message here. First, I think we have to acknowledge that this is a very unique moment in literally mankind's history, that the Savior was there in her home and that she had the opportunity to learn from him. In that moment, this is the guy who can take just a couple pieces of bread and some fish and feed tens of thousands of people. So you really don't need to be that worried about the food.
I think that's a really important point because here in Luke 10, verse 41, he says, "You are worried and troubled about many things."
That's right.
He's not saying, "Hey, listen, don't worry about it. Don't worry that there's not toilet paper in the bathroom or something like that." But Martha was just doing all kinds of things.
Well, and I think even more interesting, or not more interesting, but also to that point, right before that, Luke says that she was distracted. And so I think that that's really the core of the issue. That,
by the way, distracted with much serving again.
So yes, much serving.
So there's an emphasis here on that. She wasn't just a servant. She was... And I may be speaking out of turn as a guy, but she was so doing so many things that she was not doing the most important thing.
That's exactly right.
Which is listening to the Lord.
That's right.
She could have made sure everything was acceptable and still listen to the Lord.
And I think, but you just said, you know, speaking out of turn as a guy, I think this is also applicable to men. You know, it's easy to come. This is one of those passages that women hear all the time. But I think there's a lot. This is the universal thing that we as believers can get so distracted by the. I use the word busy work. Now, Bob didn't like that, but I do think there is such a thing as busy work that we can get so burdened. And we hear about burnout in the church, people who go into ministry and then they're only in for a couple of years because they get burnt out because they just get so overloaded with all of these things, and they forget the most important thing. And so if we wanted to make an application, which is true for both men and women, part of the thing for me is good works. Obviously, we are to do them. But John Niemela, a friend of ours, he often describes it like this. We don't look at the commands. We look at the commander. And I think we can become distracted like Martha, and dare I even say puffed up in our good works sometimes, right? That I do all these things and we can be like Martha and get bitter about it.
Resent that others aren't doing it, right?
Yeah. Why aren't they helping me? And I think that's a problem, if I could say, for women. I do think that we tend to do that where we give ourselves all of these responsibilities that we have to do, take care of all these things, and then we become very bitter, and that's problematic. For sure.
And certainly the Lord is teaching here that women need to listen to the Lord too.
Yes.
And study.
And yeah. And so, you know, okay, now we're talking about application and where we take this. But I do think that I have run into this a good bit where women do feel like, well, studying the Bible, that's not as important as doing these other things.
Or they think, that's not really for the women.
Right. That's
right?
Not
Which
right.
is really sad.
It is
and
sad.
And obviously, that's one of the lessons here. That
right.
No, Mary was doing the right thing listening to the Lord.
Right. That women do need to draw near to him in his word and study it if we wanted to apply it to women
now,
today.
Can I make something that's not written, a comment about something that's not in the text?
Sure.
I'm guessing that Mary probably did do things to get the house ready before the Lord got there. I just don't think Mary. She just wasn't doing all the things that Martha was doing and wasn't distracted. She knew what was most important. But I have to think that Mary was cleaning before he got there to make
yeah.
it presentable. But
right.
maybe I'm reading.
No,
much
I think I favor that view as well. But all right. Well, I think that this is a good stopping point, right?
Yes, this was a great discussion. I hope that all of us benefited from it. And remember,
keep grace in focus.
Be sure to check out our daily blogs at faithalone.org. They are short and full of great teaching, just like what you've heard today. Find them at faithalone.org/resources/blog. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, very important, please let us know your radio station call letters and the city of your location. On our next episode, a discussion about John 3:36, the wrath of God abiding on the unbeliever. Please join us, and in the meantime, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.